Hi, this is Michael Uslan. You're listening to Batman on Film.
I'm vengeance.
I have given a name to my pain.
Batman to save you.
It's simple. We kill
the Bat of Gotham.
I'm Batman.
Hey now, welcome to episode number 46 of the Batman on Film Social Hour. I don't got a good 46. You got one?
You come Andy Pettit. Andy
okay.
Pettit was 46. He wore 21 with the Astros, but he wore 46 in the
Yes. NBA. He is Deer Park, Texas's own Andy Pettit.
There you go.
Yeah.
One of my favorite Texans.
I saw him pitch several times for the Astros back when he had his short stint with that organization.
For a cup of coffee.
Yeah, he did. So, good. Way to come through for me again. I didn't have anybody I could really, and I'm not really happy with my in my sports fandom right now. So I'm gonna boycott it for a while. All right.
you should put that on Twitter.
I'll be like, and then go through the stages. I'm gonna quit them, you know, and then it's okay. After careful consideration, I'm going to return for another year.
To be brutally honest, I'm actually enjoying the baseball lockout because I don't have anything to worry about. I don't have to complain about anything. Who Cashman should have signed? Is Cashman doing a good job? Do they got to fire the manager? It's been a nice quiet off-season for me.
I as a sports fan, I get that. As a fan, a diehard fan of an organization, I get that. I mean, because you live in, you know, if you're diehard, you live and die by it. I know how it is. But baseball, that lockout is not going to last, is it? What's the word on that?
I think they will. I don't think they'll have spring training. I think they'll have some kind of training camp. I think it'll be like the COVID season where everyone just trained in their own ballpark and then they'll somehow finagle double headers and whatnot, 262. But I don't think they're going to have spring training.
They can't miss a season. That'll kill that sport, man. It took them.
Yeah.
It took them when they didn't play that World Series that time, you know?
It took them steroids to get back.
And, yeah, it did.
And Mr. Selig, we all know how bad of a commissioner he was, even though he made a lot of money and expanded the playoffs and such. But he did let those guys run wild, and then he pretended to, have his own witch hunt. So.
Hear you. All right. So I am the founder. Oh, this is the Batman on Film Social. I think I mentioned that. I didn't remember, but it is. This is episode 46. I'm the founder of Batman on Film, Bill Ramey, and I'm joined again by senior BF contributor Peter Vera. So, Peter, you're doing good. Let's get right to it. All right. So, I think right after we recorded last week's Social Hour, we talked about Batgirl a little bit, and I was like, man. You know, I kind of heard they may release a image. That would be a good idea before they get, because there were spy pics out and stuff like that. And I'd be damn. I think it was the same day, or was that maybe that night? That it was in the evening, for sure. Leslie Grace, on her social media, puts out the first publicity image of her as Batgirl.
Yeah.
And before we get into reaction, what did you think of it?
I thought it was great. I loved it. It seemed to be the perfect balance of Yvonne Craig and Burnside Batgirl, which was one of the re-imagings of the character. I think it was around Rebirth time. I'm not sure. Okay. She's changed outfits so many times. I thought it was great. It's just like I said, the perfect balance between the purple and the yellow and the belts, and she just looks absolutely fantastic. I couldn't be more happy with what we got. I'm excited to see what it looks like in the movie. To me, it looks a lot better than Alicia Silverstone's costume.
Yes.
At least one of her. She had one good one in Batman and Robin. Then she had the silver suit. And then in the Birds of Prey TV show, we also got a very comic book accurate version of that a few times way back in the day. So it looks good. She looks like Batgirl. Cal looks good. I'm ready to see her bust some moves. All I ask is that I get a motorcycle popping out of a brick wall.
I saw it and went, okay, looks like Batgirl. I mean, that's just what I thought. And then there was some people, of course, there was meltdowns online that it looked like a CW concoction, and it looked like, you know, it was shitty and it was cheap and it looked like cosplay.
I like the CW, so I don't know what these people are talking about.
And I'm like, okay, number one, I didn't think it looked cheap, but I also did a little asking around, and it is supposed to look exactly like it looks for a reason.
Sure. Whatever the filmmakers have intended, I'll wait and see. But, you know, if this is the only thing she wears in the movie, I'm fine with it. If she gets an upgrade at some point, that's great too. But it's wait and see for me. But right now I'm happy.
It's kind of like the Batman. This is something that Barbara Gordon has put together herself. So it's not supposed to be super awesome and teched out and stuff.
You know, she's I don't know. I'm not really sure what this Barbara Gordon does to make some money, but she does not have the resources that Mr. Wayne has. So I don't expect her to have all this technology and all this gadgetry. I imagine this being the most grounded bat we've ever seen personally, just because, again, traditionally, if she's just a librarian, she's not making a whole lot of money. So, you know, everything she's probably picking up from Army Navy stores and such and just building it all on her own. So I'm excited to see that.
Did you see the start of production image that the directors put out on social media?
No.
Okay.
I did not. I saw a video where they were just excited to be there.
Did you skip that on purpose?
I've been muting everything. I've been trying to dodge spy picks. I've been trying to dodge picks in general because I don't know what's legit and what's not unless it comes from either Batman on film or Warner Brothers.
I would say that in that image, they tell you what she does for a living.
Okay. I'll have to check that out. They're very active on social media, and I do follow them. So,
yes, there was an image, a start of production, and it will tell you what she does for a living. So it's no secret.
But she's not pulling down six figures.
No, absolutely not.
So
yes.
So there we go. She's
absolutely not.
She's very resourceful, Babs. You know, she's good with the computer. Yeah. She's quick on her feet. I imagine she's building some stuff. You know, she's got a little Peter Parker in her. She does the best with what she can.
I'm thinking, and this is just pure speculation on my part. It seems like she's inspired by Batman, obviously. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking that Batman, Bruce Wayne, Michael Keaton's Batman, Bruce Wayne, hasn't been around for a while because he's older for whatever reason. We'll find out. And she's been inspired by Batman, decides to carry on in his footsteps, and goes out on her own. And then it
kind of sounds like the message Bruce had in Begins, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And then at some point, he's going to take her under his wing. No pun intended. So that's what I'm
definitely getting vibes of Batman Beyond from this.
Beyond, Kiri Kelly, Dark Knight, you know, Returns. Yeah,
definitely.
Protege, you know, taking on a protege.
All of that mixed into one. I think we're in store for something really special, as long as the writing's good. And you know, these guys, they directed that the Bad Boys 3
mm-hmm,
movie,
mm-hmm.
and that was phenomenal. And you know, they seem to be very passionate and they're very enthusiastic. Yeah. So I can't wait to see what the two of them have in store for us. You know? I like to call them Gotham's new dynamic duo.
I said last week that I was like a two on it, on like a from a scale of 1 to 5, I was like a two, and then I went up to I'm up to a 4 with Keaton. But some of the, you know, the stuff I've seen, I'm kind of going, okay, I'm kind of excited for this because, I mean, it's going to be a Batman movie. Mm-hmm. It's Batgirl. She's the focus, but it's still, you know, Gotham City, it's Batman. Batman's in it.
And like I said, what they did with Bad Boys 3, you know, that's kind of like, that movie's kind of a legacy movie. They inherited a franchise from another director, previous actors, and they did a fantastic job with it. You know, like they're not Michael Bay. They can't mimic Michael Bay. And I can't imagine these guys trying to mimic Tim Burton and whatnot, but I think they, I think we're in good hands here. I think they're very capable.
I'm just going to say again, for those people who are quote unquote, I'm doing my fingers, upset about it, it's supposed to look like that. It's supposed to be homemade. Come on, wait until you see the movie, look at it in context. And you know,
it looks fine to me.
Yeah, it looks fine to me too. So, all right. Apparently, I think it was on internet movie database. They've put out a runtime for the Batman. Did you see that?
I did.
And I think someone posted it, and I just went, I'm not calling, you know, I'm not calling BS on this, but you know, this site is not the most reliable. I think they do. There's like reader can edit and reader edits and stuff like that. Readers can contribute to it. And it's not always fact checked and stuff. But I believe they had listed it at 2 hours and 55 minutes. So let's say it's 2 hours, 55 minutes. What's your first thought on a 3 hour Batman movie?
I'm fine with it. It doesn't bother me. You know, I tend to like, you know, 2.5 hours, I feel like, is my max personally. Once movies reach three and a half, 4 hours, it kind of gets a little long for me. But, you know, a good movie will keep me captivated and keep me invested. You know, like The Dark Knight doesn't seem like a 2.5 hour movie. And, you know, so we'll see. 3 hours is fine. If that's the story Matt Reeves wants to tell, so be it. I can't tell him what to do. You know, as long as I enjoy the movie, it shouldn't be an issue.
I figured it was at least 2.5. Probably more toward 2:45.
Like, how long are credits, right? Like, that's from start to finish. So like, it's got to be like 2:40, probably. 2:40.
So I look, it's not much longer. If it's 2:55, I was expecting 2:40, 2:45. I mean, it ain't that much of a difference. So we'll see when it comes out. I've checked to see if I can get something official on it, and I have not able to confirm that. So I'm just chalking it up to speculation right now.
I will say that the two-hour movie, I think, is probably my preferred runtime. It seems to be the perfect amount of time, you know, for me. You know,
what was Spider-Man No Way Home? Do you know offhand?
I think that was like 2.5, probably, I'd say.
2.5? Okay.
I definitely feel like 2.5 is now the standard.
That's kind of the spot, right? Just about 2.5? Yeah. Okay. We'll see once it comes out. So today, just before this,
breaking news,
Twitter, on the Twitter movies, and I think through the Batman Twitter handle, they released two more images, posters of the from the Batman. Well, one was the Bat and the Cat, and the other was Unmask the Truth. So what'd you think about the new promo images?
I thought they were great. I like them. I like everything they're doing promotional wise. I do find it interesting the amount of Selina Kyle or Catwoman without the mask we have seen. I know a lot of people are kind of down on the mask. They think it's just basically a ski mask and they're not, you know, it's not cat-like enough for them. But I do find it interesting that we're seeing a lot of Selina Kyle and, you know, less Catwoman. But, you know, I thought it was cool. It looked great. The two of them look good together. I'd love to get that Bat-Cat one as a poster. I think it's a beautiful shot.
And, oh, it is.
The other one's good too. But I definitely prefer the Bat-Cat.
It's, Reeves, if someone asked a question on the Batman and Film Facebook group, was like, why is she never referred to as Catwoman? And I said, well, Reeves has said several times that she's not fully formed Catwoman yet. She's not really even Catwoman yet. She's just still Selina Kyle. And she's getting there.
I know that Nolan didn't do it. She was referred to as the Cat, essentially, in that movie, in the headline. I can't remember off the top of my head now. I'm kind of having a brain fart if she was ever referred to as Catwoman in Returns. I know Penguin calls her Catrod. I don't remember if she was actually called Catwoman. I'll have to rewatch that
movie. She called herself Catwoman. I am
okay,
Catwoman.
She does. Yeah, Catwoman.
Hear me roar.
Okay, yeah, but I don't know if anybody else
impressed?
Does.
I knew that line from Batman Returns.
I am. Okay. Look at you schooling me on Batman Returns. You have watched it recently, haven't you?
No. So
He's lying.
So, yeah, I thought the images, an old contributor, long time, Paul Wares, we still keep in touch. He, when I posted that, the story for these new posters, he commented on the Unmasked the Truth one, which if you haven't seen it, it's basically a close-up shot of Pattinson. I mean, close-up shot mainly of his the eyes, cowl area.
Yep.
And it just says unmask the truth. And then he said, man, that would have been nice to be the very first image we ever saw of him. And I thought, yeah, you know what?
It would have been.
It's a good, the way it's shot and the way it looks on the poster, it is a very much of a tease because you don't see full on Batman yet. But regardless, it's out. And yeah, I'm with you on that. The look of Gotham, and it looks, I don't know if it's, it must be dawn. I mean, it looks like the sun's starting to come up on those, you know, on those images when it's Batman, Catwoman on the rooftop. And it looks great. And it's not green screen, which is really cool. So it's that Mandalorian technique, you know?
Yeah, they do those, like, I don't know, they're LED or LCD. Yeah. I don't know what kind of screen it is, but I'm all for it. It looks great. I every time I see her on screen, Zoe Kravitz, I'm falling in love with her.
I think, okay, am I right thus saying that just from the video we've seen, the trailers and whatnot, usually when her mask is off, she's with Batman, right?
Yeah, either that, yeah, because even when she's walking through the nightclub with, like, the blue hair.
Yeah.
I imagine that's, like, the Penguin scene where he fights Penguin for the first time.
Yeah.
Fights Penguin in general.
Because Batman, so, I mean, I know this is no spoiler either, because it's in the trailers. I mean, he knows she's Selina. Mm-hmm. He calls her that, you know, Selina. So
yeah,
I don't think she's trying to disguise herself in front of Batman.
No, she's you know, as open as she wants to be. Yeah. He knows who she is. I don't think she knows who he is.
Yeah.
Yet.
Exactly, because she says, "Who are you underneath there?" So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's. I think they're great. That Batman Catwoman would make a great poster. You're right about that. Good idea. Good idea.
Here we go. So we're gonna right click, save, and run the wall.
So CVS. CVS does a better job. Okay. The whole publicity thing is really kicking in. We're getting more posters. We're down to 40, less than 45 days. I looked earlier. That's almost
crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Because I feel like I've been covering this movie forever. I mean, literally, I have been covering it for like 5 years. I mean, I'm seriously, since the Reeves came on board.
Which is about 2017, 2018, late 2017.
He was 2017. Mm-hmm. He got the gig and went to work in 2018. So, yeah, you know, it's been a run, man. So, and finally coming out, you know, getting laid twice and so forth. So the merchandise is everywhere. I've seen, I mean, there's all kind of stuff I've been seeing, you know, keychains and license plates.
Really, I actually tweeted at Target the other day because people are posting pictures left and right. And I'm just like,
yeah,
how come these aren't at my Target? Like, what's going on here?
Are you going daily to see if they
not
if
daily,
they
but weekly? I go once a week, you know, check it out, see what's going on. And it's nothing. So I'm just curious, you know, like, I'm willing to spend my money. You just got to provide me with something to buy.
I want that. I didn't think I was going to go and get like toys, but I do like this Batmobile they put out.
The cheaper tent. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I might get that one. I do have hopes that McFarlane will make one. I imagine it'll be a little bit more pricey.
Yeah.
Probably around the $50 range if I had to guess. But the Spin Masters the Batman Batmobile, I imagine is $30. So you save $20. Lauer posted a picture of it. It actually looks very good.
It looks very detailed. Yeah.
It looks much better than the ones that Mattel made for BVS and Justice League, in my opinion. That Justice League Batmobile from Mattel was absolutely
ferocious. Okay, what's the Jada? You know, Jada Batmobiles?
They make a little more die-cast.
Yes, you know, they're doing one. I know that for a fact. Mm-hmm.
I like it. I'm a big fan of the muscle car Batman, and a buddy of mine, Eric Carter, he's a big gearhead too, and he's digging it too. So the muscle car people are really enjoying this this Batmobile. I know it's not as traditional as some would hope, but you know, there's variety there.
Reminds me of the Neil Adams early 1970s.
It's got that 70s Neil Adams vibe to it.
Exactly.
Totally.
Yeah. And there's I guess maybe it's the same company that I'm referring to that did this Batmobile that I talked about, but there's a 12-inch Batman action figure.
And I believe those are Spin Masters.
You push the Bat logo on his chest.
He
says, "I am the night." So people were wondering, does he say "I am the night" in the film? So we'll see.
You know, usually usually he doesn't have catchphrases like, you know, those are definitely, you know, child oriented catchphrases.
Exactly. But yeah. Exactly. So, yeah, I've been trying to check that out. I've pre-ordered my Funko Pops. I've pre-ordered the McFarlane stuff. I'm waiting for that to come in. I'm ordered me a new shelf system, bookshelf. I'm gonna put it up here in the office and put the Batman stuff there.
What you're gonna need to do is contact a contractor.
I need a bunch of shelves built in here. Probably that would be great. So, merchandise is coming. All right, last topic. I wrote a story about that. Well, not a story. I wrote an op-ed, but it's an educated opinion piece. Mm-hmm. We know we got the Batmanverse coming. You got the Batman. We got sequels. We've got the Gotham City PD thing on HBO Max. We got a Penguin story. And I'm more with, look, I think you've changed my mind. I think you convinced me that the Penguin thing on HBO Max is going to be after the Batman, not before.
Yeah, it kind of lines up with what they're doing with Batgirl, right?
Yeah.
Like Batgirl seems to be a sequel to The Flash almost in a sense. Yeah. Whereas I think the Penguin will essentially be the sequel spinoff to the Batman. And again, they just did this with Peacemaker too. That is essentially a sequel. Mm-hmm. And James Gunn has said so. It is the sequel to Suicide Squad. So that seems to be the MO right now. They're going to take these spinoff sequels and put them on HBO Max and probably do some limited series run. And I'm all for that. You know, it sounds great to me.
The way they describe the Penguin as being his rise to becoming the Penguin. Mm-hmm. And then Matt Reeves saying that he's some, you know, upper mid-level
he's an enforcer, know, right now.
Yeah, I mean,
he's
a good, wise he's just, guy, he's a dude. He's not a boss yet. So yeah. I think that's
working
why
his ranks.
Yeah, I think it's 100%. I think it's going to be after the Batman, where the other one, the Gotham City Police Department one, is going to be a
prequel. Where we actually see most of John Turturro. Like, he's kind of been MIA in this Batman promotional run, and he's a big name. People know John Turturro. People love him. He's a great character actor. He's eccentric. You know, you've seen him from everything from Monk on TV to Transformers.
And yeah, so, you knew who someone else like Sarsgaard. Was that his last? Peter Sarsgaard, the dude. Okay.
Yeah.
He was in Green Lantern.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, he was.
He's in this, and we've seen nothing of him mm-hmm. in the Batman.
So maybe those are some seeds that'll be planted, and they will expand upon them in the HBO Max world.
So what I'm getting to is we got the Batmanverse coming. All right, I'm thinking, I've been hearing a little few whispers here, Pete, that they're looking to do a second Batmanverse with Keaton's Batman, Bruce Wayne, you know, and with things like with Batgirl, and then maybe Nightwing, and maybe something else, maybe this universe more on HBO Max type of stuff.
Okay.
Than on the big screen.
Sounds good to me.
So there's not that much of really of a conflict on the big screen. Completely.
It sounds interesting. I don't know how much the sale of the CW impacts what goes on HBO Max. And, you know, maybe if Warner sells their stake in CW, they start putting a lot more of this stuff on HBO Max.
That's what I've been hearing, that the DC stuff is going to be straight up HBO Max here.
It makes sense.
Shortly. You know,
again, all about driving your audience to subscribe to your service. That is the big thing. You know, the CW's had a great run. I appreciate it a little bit more than most. But, you know, if they're doing more mature content on HBO Max, then I think that's a win for everybody.
Because you've got, from the CW, the Stargirl started on CW, right?
It started on DC Universe.
And went to HBO Max.
Superman and Lois is CW, HBO
it's still,
Max.
Is that, what's left on the CW? They still do the...
The Flash just did their Armageddon special. You have Batwoman, you have Legends of Tomorrow. Naomi just debuted on the CW. Yeah. I imagine that's going to make it over.
Yeah.
They're doing, at one point they were doing reruns of Swamp Thing on CW. So I don't know what happened with that.
I'm trying to see, because the Flash has got to be at the end of the road, but pretty soon.
It sounds like it. If the CW is up for sale, it sounds like the Flash is on its way out, and that's kind of, it lines up. Like, I remember Casey Walsh told me that, you know, by the time the Flash movie comes, the Flash TV show will be over.
And, okay.
You know, it's on its way. So,
yeah.
You know,
and Legends Tomorrow, or that's on the, it's phasing out, I'm sure, as well. I don't see those mm-hmm. two. Batwoman, what? It's in season three?
It is season three. I have no idea what they will do with it. I don't know if it'll carry over or not. There seems to be a little of a Twitter campaign encouraging a season four. So maybe they've kind of got whispers that this is the end for them. I'm not sure. That's not okay. me saying it is. That's just me speculating.
I would hope that Superman and Lois makes it over there.
And given that Superman and Lois and Stargirl make it over, everything else might be a bit in trouble.
Because Stargirl is there already, right?
Yeah.
And so
Stargirl's great.
And Doom Patrol. So
yes, Doom Patrol's always went from DC Universe to HBO Max. Was never CW.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So okay, good. So would you like two different Batman universes in live action?
Me personally, just I'm a comic book fan.
Okay, do you something think like it's Earth too One much? And Mainstream. Is it too much Batman?
No, I don't. I you know what? To be brutally honest, this genre has just taken over entertainment. I don't think it's too much. I think people want to watch this stuff. I think this is what, you know, these movies are the movies everyone talks about. These are the events that everyone wants to go see. This is it. This is entertainment at this point. The genre has just taken over Hollywood entirely. So, no, I don't think it's too much.
I don't either.
This is what people want to see.
Especially if they keep the Keaton stuff with Batgirl and maybe a Nightwing and whatever. If it's more, they do that more on HBO Max as a, you know, as a miniseries or a movie like Batgirl, I think that would be.
I like this like prestige way to go. Limited series format they're doing, because I do think 22 episodes the CW does is too much. There's a lot of fluff in there. There's some bad episodes, you know, and as someone who defends it, I can admit that. But I wouldn't mind, you know, more of a kind of like what Daredevil did with Netflix. I think those are shorter, maybe like 12, 15 episodes. I just cut it down a little bit, but, you know, I don't mind that. You know, Peacemaker, I think, is like 6 or 8 episodes.
I watched the first episode. It's fantastic.
It's very funny.
It's good. It's really good. It's some of the best.
John Cena is very charismatic, isn't he?
I'll just say that.
I'm very surprised.
I know. We know the deal with the Suicide Squad in terms of box office because of, you know, the R rating and pandemic and all that stuff. But that's along with this Peacemaker, it's some of the best DC stuff.
Yes,
been out there.
I think James Gunn is going to be bouncing between Warner Brothers and Disney for a very long time.
And that's fine. You know, that's fine with me.
I enjoy his movies. The only one I really don't enjoy is Guardians Volume 2. But
I wasn't a fan of that one either. I did like the first one.
Films.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm all down. Bring it. I mean, give me the Keaton thing with the Keaton verse. And you got a chance to do
special.
You got a chance with that. You can do things that you're not going to do with the Batman verse. You're not going. You're not going to go the fantastical route. I don't think you're going to have the sidekicks and. With Pattinson and Reeves.
I don't know. I'm a Robin fan, but you know, it's a little disappointing. But as long as the movie's good, it doesn't matter.
But with this, you're getting Batgirl. You know, I would say a Robin has existed at one time. You know, Dick Grayson is somewhere. You know, you can do more comic booky type stuff. I guess what I'm getting at with that.
It sounds like the best of both worlds.
Yes,
it really does.
Yes, that's what I got to. That's my thoughts exactly. So that's about it for the topics I wanted to cover today. What, anything else on your mind, Batman wise
you want to talk? I mentioned this in the Facebook group. I really do think Warner Brothers is really embracing DC Comics mythology. In the past, they were very hesitant to have two of a certain character on screen on TV.
Oh, yes.
But it seems now they've really embraced this multiverse. We can do this. We can do that. We're going to give everybody kind of a little bit of everything. And I think that's really great for fans. You know, like The Flash seems to be one of the most comic book movie things we've ever seen. You know, we're going to get multiple Batmans. We're going to get multiple timelines. We're going to get in a completely new timeline. It just sounds like a blast to me. And I'm really glad they're kind of backing off those things a little bit of their old ways. Of letting a certain character appear on one platform or not. And
yeah,
this just seems like a lot of fun for me. I'm very enthusiastic. I haven't been this excited since, you know, pre-BVS, you know, like I'm really just full of energy and I can't wait to see the Batman and the Flash gets me excited. Then we have Black Adam. Like we, you know, we don't talk about that. Aquaman 2 comes out this year. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of great DC stuff out there, and I'm just so excited. And then everything they're doing in print, I think they're printing out some really good stuff, and I'm very happy. As a DC fan, I don't think I've been this happy in a very long time, like overall between print, TV, and movies. I really think they're hitting their stride and firing on all cylinders.
It makes them different from what the MCU's doing over at Disney with the Marvel
and that's
stuff.
What we want. We want them to be different because we don't want two of the same thing.
Yeah, because those are really, the MCU stuff is, you know, I know they're doing the whole, you know, we had the three different versions of Spider-Man and No Way Home, and I'm not all, like, hardly at all following the production of this, you know, Doctor Strange 2, but I know it's called Multiverse of Madness, right? Is that the subtitle?
Apparently it's going to be the most cameoed movie of all time.
Okay, so I've been hearing all this stuff about, all this stuff. So, but I still think, you know, at the end of the day with the MCU, it's still one big old ass story,
you
know?
It is one universe. It is that it's pretty much self-contained except for, No Way Home, Endgame, you know, they travel back in time within that one timeline. So it's different because the MCU is basically one giant story, and it seems that DC is a bunch of stories across multiple universes, and that's fine and that's interesting and it keeps things fresh. And you know, I'm glad, because you know, we've always said, like, you know, especially for Warner Brothers, like, people want shared universe stuff. Well, there's a whole like 10 year history on the CW. Now we're going to seem to get something like that on the big screen, and you know, there's a lot to pick from. There really is. Like, everyone's got something that they'll enjoy, and as a fan, it's a great time. We are really, I don't even want to call it the golden age. I don't know what to call it, because it's such a special time for comic book fans.
I would, as a Batman fan, and I wrote an article on this, and I've mentioned it on these social hours, and I've asked you, is, you know, 2022 is really going to be a good year for Batman films, Batman fans, with the Batman, with, then you got the Flash with Affleck. Keaton's basically the co-lead, and then you got Affleck with Batman in there, and then you turn right around, and sometime not long after that, I don't know if it's going to be in 2023 or early, or 2023 or late 2022. It's this year, but you got Batgirl with Keaton and Batgirl. So, I mean, there's just a lot. Never would have thought this back in the when I started Batman on film. You know, I just wanted one movie to cut another movie.
We're spoiled
and now we got
now.
This. Yeah, absolutely. All right. Plug whatever you would like.
You can follow me on social media, Twitter, Instagram, and Zack Snyder's favorite platform, Vero at Pete Illustrated. You can follow podcast number one, news-based podcast that I co-host with the champion of Long Island, Herrick Holzman, at @straight_O_G. That's Straight Out of Gotham. Follow podcast number two, the Italian Spider-Man Coalition that I co-host with the dynamic duo from Chicago, Nick and Nico Caruso. That's great at Italians for Spidey. Check out at Team Yellow Oval because of Keaton, and the Yellow Oval is back in print. That's exciting. And just, you know, just hit me up on Twitter. I got stuff on batmanonfilm.com and Batman on Proper for my gut reviews. I got reviews of Detective Comics that came out yesterday. I'm going to have a review of Batwoman up tomorrow. I've got Mr. Uslan interviews. I've got Tara Strong interviews. I've got toy interviews on Batman YouTube. So I'm all over social media. I do the best I can with as much service as I have.
Speaking of Yellow Oval, I got my Batman... Three Jokers McFarlane figure.
The Batman figure.
Not the Batman. The McFarlane from Three Jokers.
No, the McFarlane Batman figure from, yeah.
Yes, yes.
tongue.
Yes.
It's a beautiful figure.
Yes.
Mr. Jason Fabik did a hell of a job on that,
looks
on that
good.
Book.
Looks good.
I got two out of three Jokers. I got Batgirl and I got Batman. Okay. So I'm waiting on one Joker and a Red Hood.
Cool. And what else? What's your interest level in this Flashpoint? Beyond coming out,
It's very high. I'm a big fan of Flashpoint.
Because Jeff Johns wrote Three Jokers,
I'll say this: I was very down on Thomas Wayne Batman post Flashpoint. I thought he was overused, and I didn't like what Tom King did.
100%. Yeah,
Joshua Williamson brought him back in Infinite Frontier and Justice Incarnate, and I think that is absolutely fabulous. And so I've had an up and down relationship with Thomas Wayne Batman, but I'm fully invested in this book. I can't wait to see it. And I know Tim Sheridan's involved as well.
Yes, he is. Show. Yeah. Yeah.
And he's been doing fantastic stuff from Long Halloween to his Shazam book. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited for that. And I'm excited to see what Johns brings to the table. I know Flashpoint was a big deal for him. So I imagine this is also part of that legacy, and it's also going to be very special. And I'm looking forward to it.
The Flashpoint Batman story by Brian Azzarello is one of my, I really like it. It's one of my favorite. I really like it a lot. Mm-hmm. And I like the Flashpoint animated movie mm-hmm. as well. I did not like the Tom King stuff
I'll say it worked for me. It works best in small doses.
Yeah.
So like, you know, it happens, it goes away for a little bit, it comes back. For me, that's, you know, when it's continually around and it kind of lingers, like what Tom King did, it for me, like what Tom King did with Thomas Wayne Batman kind of felt out of place. I was like, you're focusing so much on Bruce and Selina. Mm-hmm. I don't understand what he was doing. You know, it's the one thing about that run that didn't resonate with me.
I like it better when it's a story that's in its own alternate universe, you know,
mm-hmm.
and you don't bring in like Tom King did. You didn't bring it into the curtain, you know, the regular continuity. That's mm-hmm. I like that. So yeah, I'm looking because the Thomas Wayne Batman's the main character of this, so I'm looking forward to that as well. So that's coming in what, April? So we're gonna get Tim Sheridan on to talk once it's out.
He's actually on the Lauer's podcast.
He is on Lauer. Yeah, it's on
Lauer. Those guys are best friends. I think they go out for coffee.
They do. Oh, good for them. I'm glad
he's making connections. That kid. He's a chip off the old block, isn't he?
All right. So for me, you can follow all my social media. You can find it at Batman on Film, the website. If you like what we do here, I'll say head on over to patreon.com/Batman on Film and check that out. Become a patron. And all these shows are part of the Batman Podcast Network. If you go to Batman on Film, the website, find podcast, you'll find it in the menu there and check out all those shows. And I think that is it. Oh, TeePublic. Got some cool t-shirts. Another way to support Batman on Film, TeePublic.com/Batman on Film. That's all I got. So for Pete, I am Bill. Thanks for listening. The Batman is coming very soon, and we'll catch you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Batman on Film Social Hour, Jet's official BOF podcast and vlog. Follow Jet on Twitter at Batman on Film. For BOF news only on Twitter, follow at The Batman on Film. For Jet and everyone at BOF, I'm announcer Rachel. Authoritative, definitive, the original Batman on Film.